It's Christmas time! Yeah! No? Just me? Just me's excited?
I cannot stand the song, Chris.
I love it. I love the song. I love that you don't like the song. This makes me very happy. Miriam, what's your opinion on this tune? Oh, come on. I'm on an island?
100%. Oh. And we're rowing away rapidly.
This is the theme song to our 12 Days of Christmas that we established last year.
We?
Yeah.
Yeah. I wasn't there.
I know. So. I know you're new. Welcome. How does it feel to be at 12 Days of Christmas? You made it.
I love 12 Days of Christmas.
Right? Song. They're pretty fun pods, right? Jump in. Arf. 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 Arf.
No,
it feels
no.
good. It feels good.
No, I will not sing.
Miriam, not feeling so festive as I am. Guys, welcome to the 12 Days of Christmas. This is day one. We're doing it. We're doing it. We made the commitment. We've hyped it up, and now we're here. Extra work for everybody.
Oh, Happy Christmas. It's great. This isn't work. This is fun. This is pleasure time.
Yeah, but then we got to edit this crap and like post it, and it's a pain in the butt.
Jesus,
okay. Song stop.
Really? Oh, when I don't know. I have it on loop. You want me to turn it off?
No. Yes, turn it off.
You want me to fade it out? You realize we're going to listen to this song 11 more times, right?
Yeah, so turn it off now.
Okay, just when I was trying to say that this wasn't work, Chris cranks up Jingle Dogs for us.
The song ended on its own.
Like, that's what I sit. I sit in the corner on the floor of my kitchen, quietly crying into a de-alcoholized beer and listen to Jingle Dogs on repeat. That's what my holiday is like. You understand? Does that paint a picture for you? And then I just quietly say to myself, I don't know how to have fun.
Oh, come on. Come on, Mark. Live a little. It's Christmas.
Yeah, that is living.
I love
the dogs.
Christmas. I'm going to crank these dogs. I'm going to put a smile on your face if I have to beat you to death.
Oh my gosh. Jeepers.
I'm gonna I'm gonna bludgeon you until you're happy.
I'm gonna make you smile if I have to strangle it out of you. What? That's the kind of dad you are, isn't it? Like that's what you
a little
do.
Bit.
I tickle. Listen, you're gonna have fun or you're gonna get a spanking.
No, I'm a rough tickler though, it's true.
Oh wow, okay. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Bye.
End of episode one.
Hey, it's okay. I'll edit this one out. Hey friends, it's Christmas. We're so happy to be here. And today what we're going to talk about, because it's Christmas, and I'm sure you've got your Christmas tree up by now, right? You guys got your tree up?
Oh, yeah.
No, Mark?
I put mine up the week of Thanksgiving. Like,
of course.
I put it up on that Monday.
But Mark, you just moved, right? So is your tree up yet?
Listen, there's trees everywhere. You know what I mean? There's trees outside all around the place. There's a park just like a few little blocks away. There's trees all over that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's trees, 100%. I got trees up all over the place.
All right, so you got your Christmas tree up, and if you're a Diz nerd like we are, and like I'm sure you guys are at home, you've got your own collection of Disney Christmas ornaments, or even Disney decor for your home for the holidays. So we wanted to talk about how we're repping Disney on our Christmas tree, or Universal even, if you got, you know? Do Universal if you got them for this holiday season. I want to start with Miriam because Miriam, I mean, she does Christmas right. She does all the holidays right. Like I've seen like some of the stuff happening in her house and it's legit. So Miriam, why don't we go bulb at a time? You go with a bulb, I'll do a bulb, Mark does a bulb. You know, we'll circulate, see how it goes. You know what I mean?
Perfect. I will start the party with, okay, so you have to know about my Christmas trees is I do a theme every year.
Yeah.
And this year is a camping theme. So we have like all kinds of buffalo plaid bows on it. And Beautiful. We put little fake campfires underneath it. It's very cute. There's all kinds of woodland creatures and like s'mores and other camping type of snacks. Cute. So I didn't have an ornament to go with that this year until I just ordered one. And it is a classic Chippendale mess around. Nice. They are roasting little s'mores over a campfire, and they're wearing really cute adventure type hats. They look like they belong in Frontierland. They're so cute. So
oh my
that's
goodness.
My Disney ornament this year. It's a little Chippendale.
That's so cute. That I love how you've tied in not only a theme to your entire tree, but only ornaments that are in on this theme can make the cut.
Exactly. I have Disney ornaments, but only one on there this year because that's the only one that went with this.
Okay, well, we'll get to some of those other ornaments that didn't make the tree, but I'll jump in with my number one ornament. This is my favorite ornament. I talked about it last year, but it's my number one. Look, with a bullet, is my Tron light cycle ornament. Let me tell you, it's Clue. It's not Tron or not Sam Flynn. It's Clue. So it's the yellow one. So it's really, it's a lot brighter. It's easier to see on the tree. And yellow just
jumps. You're telling us this like there are separate characters in this movie.
There is. If you watch
Tron.
It.
They're all Trons, Chris.
There's yeah, Tron, he said he told us it's a Tron ornament and then he had to tell us it wasn't Sam Flynn. And he had to tell us that because you would think the movie would be named after the main character.
You know what? You make a good point. I wasn't clear. It is not like an OG 1983 light cycle. It is a light cycle from Tron Legacy. And so it lights up. You press a button, it all lights up. It's super cool. And it's one of these Hallmark ones. You know the Hallmark ones you can get, but you put the battery in it, you press the button. Oh, and it's just electric Tron on my tree. I love it. And I would suggest, I know you guys aren't big Tron fans based on a couple of our podcasts and just, you know, the abuse I've taken over a year and a half of episodes, but if you maybe check out Tron Legacy, you might have a different opinion on that one. And I love Disneyfying my tree, and this is my favorite Disney ornament. Yeah, ho ho, friends, ho ho, programs.
All right, they're all Trons to me. That's gonna be my t-shirt. They're all Trons to me.
Mark, what's on your tree, buddy?
Well, I don't have anything on my tree.
Okay.
Because I'm still hoping for something, and I'm hoping for a Star Wars Swarovski Crystal Master Yoda. When I get that little baby crystal, not the baby Yoda. No. When I get that little crystal Yoda, I'm going to tie a little string around his sweet little neck. And I'm going to hang him from the highest branch of my beautiful tree at the park 3 blocks away.
What? What's... You won't even put them on your own tree? You're going to put them outside?
That's where my tree is. That's, I just told you, there's trees everywhere. Trees at the park. That's where I'm going to go bring them. Trees.
You're not going to put up a tree before Christmas? You're going to like punt on trees this year?
What are you talking? Why do I need to put up a tree, Chris?
You put one up in your house.
God has put up so many trees all around my neighborhood.
So you're going to decorate the neighborhood trees with your decorations?
Yes.
I'd be a little worried that a Chippendale, a real life Chippendale, are going to take this crystal Yoda to their home to decorate for Christmas.
Or take dumps on it or something.
No.
The crystal Yoda has the force. You're going to be attracted by the sparkly beauty of it and be like, we should take this home to our chipmunk palace.
Yeah.
And keep it forever.
If anything, it's a chipmunk trophy. If anything, we should be concerned that Master Yoda is going to teach these chipmunks the force. And they're going to be lifting up nuts all over the place. They'll be flying all around out of each other's little holes that they burrow in.
This is ridiculous. Okay, let's go back to you, Miriam. Miriam, I know you've got a very themed tree, so not every bulb is going to make the cut, but what are some other decorations that you have maybe socked away for next year if they make the cut that are Disney-fied?
Well, I did have a mermaid-themed tree last year.
What?
Or no, 2 years ago. Last year was a firefighter thing. It's not the whole thing. We can talk about later. Yeah, but so I had a mermaid tree and I had several little mermaid ornaments that went on it. A couple that I got from the parks, like one in her green dress. It's really pretty. But my favorite one, you know, at the end when Sebastian is on top of the cake and he's holding like the bride and groom, like he's hugging them.
Yeah.
I have that ornament. So it's just him on top of the cake with the bride and groom that aren't Eric and Ariel.
Right.
There's a heart around them and it's very cute.
That's so cute. I love it. Oh my goodness. That's really adorable. See, Mark, that's a sweet Christmas ornament. Yeah. She expresses something that she really enjoys. She gets to get festive with it. It's a beautiful thing.
So, how does that differ from what I was saying?
Sounds like you just, you know, hung a rope around Master Yoda's neck and abandoned him in a tree in your neighborhood.
A string around his neck to put him on the tree.
Right.
How else are you going to hang
him? Not even in your home.
You want to staple him to the tree?
This is your Christmas, buddy, not mine. You're
out of your mind.
All right. I got another bulb. Which one? I've got a few. Last year, we bought for my wife a Princess Mulan bulb. because she loves Princess Mulan. She loves the story of Mulan. She loves, I mean, obviously she's, my wife is Taiwanese. And so, you know, Princess Mulan, a big deal for her, you know, this warrior woman, tough, strong, independent, just an amazing, you know, character and someone that young women can aspire to be like Mulan. So not a wispy princess by any means, like kind of make your own destiny kind of princess. So we really love that message. That's the princess we wanted on our tree. So boom, Princess Mulan. And by the way, for those of you who didn't pay for Mulan when it came out, it's for free on Disney Plus right now. Right. Thank you for waiting. So my wife and I want to like have a nice sit and watch it together, but that hasn't happened yet, but it's soon coming. Have you guys seen that flick yet?
Oh, yeah. No. I paid for it.
Oh, okay. Sucka. I mean, oh, that's nice.
I really wanted a female lead to do well, you know, I didn't want that movie to crash.
Well, that's good. Yeah. Well, that was good of you to do that. And was it worth it?
I'm going to let you watch it, and then we'll talk about
it. Okay. That's a good idea. Mark, have you seen it?
At first, I thought you said I didn't watch it. I thought you just paid for it.
Yeah, I just paid for it and didn't watch it.
I genuinely thought that's what you said. I didn't watch it.
I just wanted to chip in. Yeah, I just wanted to help her out.
I just gave them my money. Like, yes, everybody go see movies with female leads, but not me.
Well, you supported with your ticket, and then you don't actually have to. Nobody's going to know if you watched it.
I definitely watched it more than once.
Okay.
Well, that's it.
We're getting somewhere.
Yeah.
So, Mark, then, okay, mm-hmm. Since you don't have your own tree, do you have somewhere in your home a collection? No, you don't. No, you have, there's a neighborhood trees. I'm talking about your own, in your home.
There's trees everywhere, Chris. They're all of our trees.
Sure. Come on. So, do you have a box full of ornaments? And if so, is there a Disney one in that box?
Yes. And this box exists in my imagination and my heart and my hopes and my dreams. So the second one that I've got here is also from Swarovski.
Yes.
And it is Star Wars, The Mandalorian, The Child. This one's new. This one's new this year. It's only $180.
Here we go.
Just a smidge cheaper than the Master Yoda one. And if you, I just want to put this out there, you can quote unquote compose a set. So the more of these you buy on Swarovski.com, you get a discount. So the price goes down. So it's actually only $180 if you purchase it alongside the Star Wars Master Yoda, Crystal Yoda. And now the child, the baby Yoda, he is posed just so. So like almost, how'd you describe that? Like a tap dancer doing a slide to the left. So one hand up, one hand down, one leg sort of out a bit. You can't see the child's legs because they're underneath a robe, but it looks like you imagine that other leg to be sort of dancing as
sure.
well. So here you have options, right? You could tie a little string around his wrist and hang him from a tree in the park, or you could keep the theme, which is what I would opt to do, tie it around his neck, hang him from a tree in the park.
Oh my goodness.
Well, right next to Master Yoda. And he's a little smaller. So, you know, you have it next to like the, you know, the little baby one and then the Master Yoda.
I think it's great that the whole neighborhood is getting to enjoy all your Swarovski Dagobah boys. You know what I mean? It's pretty great.
You know, if they know where to look, sure. Keep in mind, these trees are, you know, tree sized, right? They're big.
Right.
So I got to climb this tree. You're going to put it up there. There's all this effort. So, and let's be honest, how often do people look up?
Yeah, but this thing sparkle, dude. Like, this is not like you're hiding a pine cone up there. You're hiding a crystal sparkly thing.
Okay.
Crystal pine cone.
I must climb this tree to inspect this crystal pine cone. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, man.
I just want to say that it's only 6.2 centimeters tall.
Yeah, but sparkly. It's a lot of sparkly for 6.2 centimeters. Think about a ring, how small that is, but it can sparkle. Oh, boy. Okay. Just notice somebody's sparkly ring.
Only one way to find out. Get me that Crystal Yoda hanging in the tree. We'll see if anybody notices.
We didn't even do the what we want for Christmas version of this. I think he's already hammering the crystal gifts. I love it. Miriam, let's get back over to you. Let's talk about real decorations. What else is in the box? Why don't you give us a few? Because I feel like you got the best collection.
So I have more mermaid-themed ornaments. I have Ariel's shoe, also from Disney Parks.
Okay, cute.
And also Ursula's shoe, both of their purses. They're very cute.
With all independently? It's like you just get a shoe. Mm-hmm. Like, how would you know it's their shoe or their purse?
They're signed on the bottom, and Ariel's, the toe of it looks like her clamshell bra.
Got
And then the heel is the tail, and then Ursula's has a tentacle situation happening. Oh. And same with the purse. You can tell that it's theirs.
Okay. Cool. That's cool.
And then I don't have a Prince Eric. I do need to add him. He's nowhere. He's not represented anywhere there on the tree.
Prince is getting no love.
And then I also have a blue Christmas themed Christmas tree. So I have a couple blue ornaments. I have a Dory and I have a Sully that go on my blue Christmas tree. Wow. Which is funny because the rest of it is music themed because it's, you know, from the Christmas song. And then I just have a random fish and monster on the tree because they're blue. So
why not? So, hey, they make the cut, right? They fit the theme.
They did. Yeah.
That's really cool. And those, are those would you say your favorite Disney bulbs?
My blue ones or?
Just in general.
No, my aerial ones for sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Are cool. My favorites. Mm-hmm.
I got a few other ones.
This new Chippendale is very cute.
Oh, okay. So. I'm excited to see it on the tree. I'm sure you could take a pic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm posting on our Insta. By the way, we have 9,000 followers now. Over 9,000 followers on Instagram. Isn't that weird?
That's nice.
That's so nice. Thanks, friends, for doing that. We'll keep
you
giving you.
You know what? You put some pictures of Crystal Yoda up there. You're going to watch that tip over past the 10K mark.
All right. Well, we'll give it. We'll see what we can do. Okay, I got some more. I got an ornament I bought in Paris, and it's the Disneyland Paris bulb.
La-di-da.
I think it's la-di-da. I think it's pretty cool.
It's Paris.
Yeah, it's
or maybe
beautiful.
It's ooh-la-la. Which one is
ooh-la-la.
It?
Ooh-la-la.
Ooh-la-la.
Oui, bien sûr. I also have a Lightning McQueen one I'm really proud of. It was for the kids because they love Lightning McQueen, and she's a beaut. She's up there. And then I got just a generic Santa hat with Mickey ears. It's really small, but it's really special to me because it was the first ornament I bought at a Disney park with the intention of every time I go to a different Disney park, I'm going to buy a bulb. I'm going to buy a Christmas ornament, something that's very nice. Not too expensive that I can keep home that I know I'm going to look at once a year. And it'll remind me of that trip. And it's not nothing like wild and special, but it brings back a lot of sweet memories. So it's just a little Santa hat with Mickey ears on it. And it makes me happy.
Nice.
Yeah, makes me happy. Mark, we should just skip you, right? You don't have any. You don't got any of these things. All right.
So, if I delve back into that box in my hopes and dreams and art and imagination, they're also for just the low price of $189, and this is again in conjunction with the previous set. So, if you're building a set, you have Master Yoda, you have the child from the Mandalorian, and then the third in the set. It's discounted because it's, you know, you're buying bulk at this point, is the Pizza Planet Alien. Pizza Planet Alien has a little crystal Pizza Planet Alien guy, $189. And now the beautiful, I mean, he's got like the ooh look on his face with his little three eyes. He's so cute. He's almost five centimeters tall, which is like 2 inches. The nice thing about him is that he's got this little antenna on top of his head. So you have options, right? You can tie the string around the antenna of his head.
Oh my God.
Or you could follow the pattern. Yeah. Just be regular. Don't mess with the thing that's working. Tie the string around his neck. Hang him from a tree in the park.
So
we went with all ornaments from a galaxy far away.
Yeah.
Swarovski is the galaxy far away. The galaxy has a name. The galaxy is called Swarovski.com. And they're all little green aliens. Little green aliens.
Very cute. Very sparkly.
Mark, definitely.
Yes. That tree is going to be dazzling with its three ornaments.
Just the top of it very high up.
I'm so happy that you're sharing this with the neighborhood. And that's just really generous of you. You know what? I'm circling back on being critical about that. I think it's very generous. Mark, that you're doing something for your community. You know, putting sparkly bulbs up there.
Yeah. Thank you. All right. They're not bulbs. They're crystal figurines, but whatever.
Right. You tied around their necks.
Tomato, tomato, I suppose. Right?
Hung them up a tree.
Do they stay there year round?
No, of course not. I will take them down after December 26th. They're coming down, going home, getting packed up in their little dream box.
Yeah.
Into the closet until next year.
Oh, lovely. All right, friends. Well, hey, we talked some great fun Disney bulbs, Disney ornaments, or crystal figurines that you're going to hang in the park for all to enjoy.
It's a little DIY project, right?
Yeah.
You make an ornament. Why does everything have to be given to you, people? Make something.
Oh, Mark. Nothing. It's great. Mark, just inspiring during the holidays. Go make something, friends. Miriam has been working really hard making things. I think our Christmas presents, Mark, are being, I think they're being made and crafted by Miriam as we speak.
I got to lay down.
Yeah, yeah. I sent my gift to Miriam. She got it today.
I know, it's so mean. She's taunting me on my counter. I'm not allowed to open it.
Gotta wait till Christmas Day.
I thought it was a lump of coal. That's why you're like, it's so mean. And I thought you sent her a lump of coal. No. Like, that's very funny if that's what you did.
No, did not.
It could be. I haven't opened it yet.
All right, friends. Well, hey, this is the first of many, the 12 days of Christmas right here on the We Like Theme Parks podcast. Coming back tomorrow. Yeah, tomorrow for another one of these things where we are going to... What are we doing tomorrow? Oh, we're doing the, we're dreamcasting the live action remake of The Nightmare Before Christmas. If there were actually going to be one. And, you know, we're going to do it. It's going to be fun. So come on back tomorrow. Keep those festive vibes going. And don't worry, there'll be plenty of barking dogs. Oh, jump in, guys.
No.
Absolutely not.
See you next time.